Okay, so now hear me out. This is going to be good. I don't know exactly what I'm going to say, but I know it's going to be good because the concept. As you unfold a concept or unfurl it, it really gives you deeper insight. So before you get saved, you're in the flesh, the AI flesh mind, the 666 cube that can be taken captive by the devil at will. The devil and the demons are like AI programs. And if you look up the word demon, it goes back to daemon, like a computer. It's like a algebra to calculate. It's nothing but just calculating, you know. It's not really alive. It's like a computer program. It actually behaves in a manner that it can't change. The AI program goes through its cycle and it can't break the cycle. It just follows a pattern. So even when the devil, we know the devil is the accuser of the brethren. It's looking for something. The devil and the demons are looking for something in you that will pull you back to the world system, right? And once you're hid in Christ, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So as you get born again, get saved, moved out of the AI program, the repeat cycle, Draco Ma drama, repeat process, as you move into the spirit outside the natural, your spirit mind is outside the AI program, right? But you see the AI program always trying to chase you down and pull you back into old patterns and try to pull you back into your old identity, old patterns, old way of thinking, back into partiality instead of wholeness. So the way to explain the AI program is it's partiality. I'm a Baptist. I'm a Methodist. I'm this. I'm a Democrat. I'm a Republican. I'm this. It's partiality. Instead of wholeness, you're in parts, you know. And what happens when you're in parts? You fight amongst one. You compare yourself with one another. And the Bible says that's not right. So when you move into wholeness, you're moving away from the AI, narcissistic, psychopathic division into oneness with Christ, right? Whole. And the word whole goes back to complete, goes back to holy, goes back to holographic. So you see the whole and not just the parts. But most people, whether they're a yuppie or a redneck or a whatever, they identify with that way of life, you know. Whatever state they're in, whatever nation they're in, whatever culture they're in, whatever their bloodline pattern, they identify with something that is in the natural, this division. They try to get their security blanket out of partiality instead of wholeness. And so what you see is you see this program. It's a program. It's a partiality program. This is why people end up worshiping Buddha or Zen Buddhism or New Age or some kind of ism or cult or whatever. And so some kind of leader, they follow some kind of leader. And they put that person high up on a pedestal, which is wrong. Because only God's to be worshipped, and Jesus is God, right? So you move away from partiality into wholeness. And so as you move into wholeness, what does that mean? That means you get your identity in things above, not things below. And so when you step out of the things below mindset, and 98% of the people below, 98% of the people around you in the below mindset, they attach their identity through something and they want you to be a part of that. They want you to support their natural, earthly, fleshly, temporal way of thinking. And so their worldview is in the temporal, but your worldview is in the eternal. So What happens is that AI program that's in these people is rubbing shoulders with you, trying to pull you back towards that Babylonian type of mindset. Slavery and bondage and works and levels and ranks, grades, ratings, instead of faith alone and Jesus alone. Instead of love and truth, they want you to follow some kind of law or perfectionism or whatever. And so as you stand in the grace of God, the truth, the freedom that's in Christ, as you stand in that, the AI program chases you. Not only is it through persons, it's through demons, it's through systems, it's through principalities, powers. It's everywhere around you, and you're walking in the middle of it as a free man on the land spiritually, and they hate that. And so you can actually see it with Yahoo and Google and emails and businesses and salespeople. They're always trying to get your attention. You need this, products, you need this to be happy. You need this, you need this. I'm noticing, so I've been looking at electric bikes. So I keep getting these ads for electric bikes. You gotta have this, you gotta have this. Well, I don't really need one, but you know, they make it look off like they put an ad like this electric bike is going to change your life, but what about the maintenance? What about the flat tires? What about oiling the chain? And what about, you know, locking it up? There's a burden of anything down here. The more stuff you have, the more it owns you and the more you're a slave. Now, some things can help you get free, but long story short, the machines shouldn't own you. You should own the machines. And the machine shouldn't be such a cost that if it breaks down, it puts you, it sets you back. You should be set free. But it's just not going to happen. Spiritually, you're free, but stuff down here is just going to keep, it's just a setback. Anyway, long story short, I'm noticing a pattern that the more you step into the spirit mind, the more that you start to see the AI program copying you. So as you leave old ways of thinking, you're leaving patterns behind, and people and stuff and movies and songs and stuff are copying that old pattern. In other words, had something happen last week where I made a comment and nobody heard it except for one person. And I know this person has no power to change the universe. And then the universe reflected back something to do with that comment. And it's like, where did that come from? Even the universe is copying what you do. Now, there's going to be a new heaven and new earth. What I'm trying to introduce is this. You're in a holographic program. There's the flesh side and there's the spirit side. The flesh side of the universe is following after the spirit side. And the flesh side is going to copy you. And the demons in this program, they're always going to try to accuse you. So something you didn't follow through with, or something you forgot, or you should have done, the devil's going to follow after and accuse the brethren of something. Even something that's not even important, insignificant, but try to turn it into something significant, even though it's minor. Long story short, when you get pulled by the law says you get arrested. Anything you say can and will be used against you. Against you. The law, the letter of the law, the letter killeth, the flesh. So the devil's accusing you with the law, but you're not under the law. You're above the law by the blood of Jesus. And so I'm noticing that the AI program is ramping up, and no matter what you do, if you If you pay attention, look, check this out. If you pay attention, let's say you run a stop sign. I promise you, if you run a stop sign tomorrow, the next few days after that, you're going to see policemen everywhere. Not because they saw you run the stop sign, but the universe saw you. And the universe consists of the flesh versus the spirit. And it took me a long time to see this. One time, I was only like one day late paying something. I forget, something to do with my car. And police started just showing up everywhere. I thought, how is it even possible? I didn't see them before. They started appearing everywhere. If you don't put your seatbelt on, they'll start to appear everywhere. And you think, how's that possible? Because it's a holographic story, and the flesh always persecutes the spirit. And the flesh, like the certain, you know, if you listen to J. Vernon McGee long enough, you'll hear him talk about one of the nations represented the AI flesh. What nation was it? Israel was fighting against a nation. You know, they had the Jebusites and the Amorites. I think the Amorites, maybe it was the Amorites. Maybe it was the Amorites that were represented the Flesh AI program. AI, maybe it was the city of AI or something like that. But it was the, you see, Cain is C-A-I-N. So Cain is the represents the Flesh, the AI program. So you're just running on a basic program. Your culture program, your bloodline, your habits. You're letting habits control you. But when you step out of that AI program into the spirit mind and you bring every thought into captivity and change your identity, your thoughts, your habits or whatever, instead of following the AI program, you bring yourself under control and don't let narcissists or the news or the media, see, the media is part of the program. You don't let it control you. It ramps up. When you disconnect more and more and more, it ramps up more and more and more. Why? The more you disconnect from the AI flesh mind program in the universe or the system, the more it chases you. Now think about that. This would just be video one of two or three or four, I'm not sure. I don't know what I'm going to call it yet, but it's probably going to be something about disconnecting. No, when you disconnect from their music, from their TV, from their drama, from their noise, it's just like the Pharaoh. So Israel left Egypt, right, and went out in the wilderness, and the Pharaoh said, Moses said, let my people go. And the Pharaoh fought against. And then finally he let them go. And then he chased them down. And then they went through the Red Sea open. They walked. And then the Pharaoh's soldiers chased them and they got all destroyed. So as you leave the AI flesh mind, it's like leaving the Pharaoh of Babylon. And as you approach that freedom, they ramp it up more and more and more. It's real, people. It's not even a joke.